sees.
Yeah, it's exciting. Prepare to play in London. I played there in 2010, and you know, the pageantry for professional sports in Europe is always something that I admired and always look forward to. So it's fun playing over there.
Brendan, how did you adjust when you went over in 2010? What's the best way to adjust to the time change and everything?
You know what? We did the same exact schedule that we're doing this year, traveling on a Thursday. And, you know, I didn't have any issues.
How about, do you make any changes to your routine, with your sleep schedule or anything like that?
You know, I got as much sleep as I felt I needed. You know, I think you're, you know, making the trip, the body naturally does what it needs to do. So we do have some time in there if you want to pass out for, you know, 6 hours and recharge and get ready for meetings. So there's time for that.
How much fun is it to go to a place where football is considered soccer?
Right. Yeah. No, it's fun. Like I said, I think the way that professional athletes are treated over there has always been something that seemed like a lot of fun. And the pageantry is nice over there.
What stands out for you the most about this St. Louis secondary? They made a couple of really intriguing additions in the offseason.
Yeah. They're aggressive, very athletic. You know, they're young defense, and they do a great job of keeping eyes on the quarterback and making plays when the ball's up there.
I guess uneven might best describe your performance last week.
Right.
And just maybe talk about is that a learning experience for you as well?
You know, the ball didn't stick as well as I would have liked it to, but that's why we have such an accomplished group of pass catchers. You know, if a guy's not having the night that he would particularly like, there's other guys that can, you know, pick up the slack. So, and Tom does a great job of finding receivers and continuing the positive plays.
And I guess that's a kind of a learn and move on thing as well. Is that take something from it and then you put it behind you and move forward?
No, I say what I needed to say.
How important is that you guys know not everybody in every game is going to have their best game, but you know that there's other guys here who are just as good to, you know, kind of pull up the slack when it needs to be?
I say what I need to say.
Brendan, your experience with the Rams, how did you profit from that, and what would it be like going back seeing some of those guys?
Well, they're a phenomenal group of players. You know, they were you know, they had a nice mix of young players, emerging players, and players in leadership roles. So, you know, it's definitely a good team.
Were you able to establish any friendships when you were there? Talk to anybody this week about?
No. It's just one of those things. You know, during the season, I have friends all over the league, but during the season, you just really don't talk very much.
Brandon, talk a little bit about them being aggressive. Can that be used against them when you're dealing with them?
Well, I mean, whatever. You know, you try to do your best just to execute plays, but, you know.
Gotcha.
Brandon, we jumped in a little late. You played in London before. Can you talk about the experience and what's that like? It's got to be a special experience, even though you guys obviously were in there for business.
Right. And what I was saying earlier was, you know, the pageantry of professional sports in Europe and the way that the athletes are treated has always been intriguing to me. Mm-hmm. And so to go over there and play and be and play in that historic stadium is just, it's a wonderful experience.
Is it one of those things where you got to make sure that everybody is kind of, who hasn't been before, is focused, or is this one of those things that everybody knows?
You pretty much know. It's not very much time to do much other than to prepare to play in the game. And we want to spend time in London. I'm sure we can go over there on our own time.
Thank you.
To prepare for this, we don't know all that much about, you know, the Rams, and with the travel and with the pageantry and everything, a little bit more difficult than even normal preparing for team.
You're right about that. And, you know, we just have to do a good job of preparing before we leave. So, you know, we got a jump start day after the game on our film and studying the rosters. And, you know, we're getting squeezing as much film in as possible.
Have you been handed a schedule, like what the schedule is exactly for the next couple of days?
Yeah.
Have you read it over?
Yeah.
How's it look?
I mean, it's a full schedule. You know, I just pretty much follow the herd.
So it's practice, regular times, kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But doesn't have any, like, you know, team trips to...
Right, yeah. No team trips to the anywhere, I don't, not that I know of.
Brandon, Tom was talking about the fact that the game plan changes so much from week to week in terms of how this offense works. Have you noticed that working with Tom that, you know, this more than maybe any team you've ever been with is a game planning offense, and it's, the game plan's going to change week to week in terms of the identity of who does what?
I haven't noticed. You know, obviously the game plan does change, but it's not anything unusual for me, especially being in Josh's offense, you know, the last 3 years. So it hasn't been unusual. I think on other teams that I've played on, that is definitely there's always things that teams are doing that the other team did, the other three teams did to the team in the prior game. So
I mean, I guess there was a lot of talk after the game. Who are the Patriots? What is their offense like? What is the identity of this Patriots offense?
You players even concern yourself with that from week to week?
What do you see from the Rams?
Well, you know, young players. I guess it's one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Aggressive additions. Coach Fisher's style of defense, which is very aggressive. A bunch of playmakers. Those down linemen do a fantastic job of putting pressure on the quarterback and sacking and making plays. So there's going to be a big emphasis on us just taking care of our responsibilities and making the plays when we have an opportunity.